Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Man, do I love hearing great things happening in our own community, knowing that someone is working hard to reach young people and cultivate a space that allows them to talk and share and grow and let them know that they're loved. And that's exactly what's happening through a live community outreach, a non-for-profit. I'm going to let this gentleman tell us all about. He's the executive director, and I just met him recently, and what a powerhouse for Jesus. Angelo Manti. Angelo, I appreciate your time. Tell me about your organization. For someone that doesn't know, how do you explain it?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So it all started for me back in 2016. I had a cousin, my first cousin, that was murdered here in Fort Wayne. My wife and I and our kids, we were living in Atlanta at the time, and really just felt a call to come home.
Wow.
And to do something about this issue of violence. And so when we got back in 2017, we started around supporting families who've been affected by violence, by homicide in particular, and started a support group and found ways that we can come alongside them. But as we were doing that, we said, man, what can we do for the youth in our community around prevention, intervention, and something that would lead to there being less families to support in the first place?
Sure.
And so that's where this visit in a Peacemaker Academy emerged, working with Southside High School, which is a program where we're training up the next generation of young people to be the peace, to be the change that they want to see in their community and school.
That's so great. I know that you realize this, and you talk about how violence is ultimately a symptom of deeper issues that have to be addressed too, to see change. How are you trying to address that, Angelo?
Well, so right now we're in Southside, and so we have a full-time staff person there, and we're getting ready to expand into the other high schools. A lot of it is, we do a lot of one-on-one work dealing with trauma and issues and students that are getting into trouble and getting into fights, really trying to figure out what's going on.
Yes.
You know, what's going on at home, or what have you been through? Where's this coming from? And so doing that work, we do a lot of circles, restorative work when there are students who are having conflicts, getting them together and talking through it. You know, there are constructive ways that we can deal with our conflicts. But a lot of it on the preventative side is, you know, working with the young people in the school and helping them identify what are some of the deeper issues at the school level or in the community that they as young people can rally around and organize around to do something about.
That's so great. I know that more schools need this, and that's what you said you're trying to do. So if you're listening and you're a prayer warrior and you believe in helping our young people that are prone to violence, let's pray about this organization. Let's pray for a live community outreach. He's got the Peacemaker Academy and a Peace Club and a mentorship program. I wish we had an hour to talk about it, but we're going to give you the information on my Conversations link. So if you're like, I want to be a part of this, I want to support it, I want to volunteer, I want to pray, you'll know more about it. So Angelo, what is your website for people to find more information?
It is alivefw.org.
Okay, easy enough. And I know a lot of people driving, so it's on my Conversations link. Check out this interview and maybe send it to someone else, maybe another leader in another school or in a church, that we can get behind what work they're doing and help these young people, help them with their deeper issues. God wants to bring healing to them. So, Angelo, thanks for the amazing work you and your team are doing. We're praying for you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.